From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. Arkansas is in the midst of a push to teach computer coding to students, and the Venture Center in Little Rock is tonight hosting one pioneer programmer of Atari fame that claims Arkansas is home. Donna Bailey, thank you for joining me.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You've become somewhat of a focal point in the gaming and tech worlds of late. You were one of the only women developing games in the early 80s, and you happened to make a big hit, Centipede. What was it like working in that time? Was it a hostile environment?
It was fun and challenging sometimes. I always say that it was the most like being in a frat that I'll ever experience. A lot of guys. At the time, I believed maybe it was more a gender-based issue when there were problems. Looking back on it, I think that we were all just young and immature. We weren't very well managed. And so I think that the guys had problems too. It was a very rough and tumble working environment.
You, like another iconic woman programmer from Atari, Carol Shaw, left the company rather quickly. And the split for you was a couple decades, split from the world of gaming, if that's right. What's your message to women today who are considering this field? Women comprise about half of gamers, I understand, but only about 20% of game developers.
And actually, I've heard 10% for game developers. Well, you know, it's hard to summarize one message.
Do you think it's something that people should get into, given some of the reservations you had?
Absolutely. If anyone is interested in it, they should pursue it. Be as prepared as possible. It really wasn't possible to be prepared back then, and I really wasn't prepared in terms of technical experience. You mentioned Carol Shaw. She had a much better route because she had a bachelor's degree in computer science and then also a master's in computer science, and so she was much more prepared than I was to take on that world. So be prepared is a really great lesson, I think.
Just a few years, as I understand it, before you helped design Centipede, you never even heard of video games. You worked at GM and a friend took you to play Space Invaders. Now around 190 million Americans play video games of some sort. How do you feel in general just about society buying into the concept of a video game?
We are in a different place. And frankly, if I had known what I know now about how much people would play games, I don't think I would have been as eager to be associated with games. I'm a big reader, and I've always been a big reader, and that has helped me be a better scholar and a better student. I wish that people would focus a little more on other things, reading and writing skills. I'm big on writing skills still. Honestly, when I started to work at Atari, I thought it would be something like when we played board games when I was little. I mean, we just had a healthier mix, I think, of concentrations and preoccupations. So I would like to see a return to that. And I would like to see games bring more to the table in terms of the skills that they offer and a broadening of experience that they offer. I mean, games could be so much more in terms of music and art and, you know, it could just be such a wider experience.
You feel like the majority of gaming is stuck in some sort of like hyper-masculine rut of...
The commercial side of gaming has gone in that direction, and there's a tremendous amount of buy-in. In the field of indie games, just like in indie movies or indie music, I think is a better route to go. And there's not quite so much of the hyper-aggression, I think, is another way you could frame that.
Donna Bailey, a UALR graduate and former professor as well, designer of Atari's Centipede. You'll be speaking tonight at the Venture Center in Little Rock at 6 o'clock. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you so much. And it's been really funny to explore my memory of the technical details because it has been a really long time ago. 35 years today, I know that I was sitting at Atari programming Centipede. So that's really, you know, that's a long time. And I'm so grateful that everyone still loves the game. And I mean, that part's amazing to me. And I'm so grateful that people still want to hear me talk about it. So thank you so much.